I'm talking about the base, the accommodation block, the VIP block.
Yes, in the accommodation block, when they came directly to the VIP because they know that VIP managers are living there. They enter inside and try to check room by room. They check first one of Marco, who is a VIP general manager, and then my room, and then Torabek room. There are six rooms there. Three were empty, and three are with three person. One is Nick Hitch, one is Victor, and the third one is Carlos.
And then, so there was one British man was there, Nick Hitch. Is he British?
Yes, he is British, and he is in life.
What happened to him?
He was in a vehicle, and then this vehicle rolled out, and he escaped, and he came to just run to me with the military.
And what happened to Carlos?
Carlos, I don't know. He was with them, with the hostage, but he was in a vehicle, and all the vehicles were exploded when during the shoot between military and terrorists.
So he was killed when the military fired the.
I cannot confirm. It was a big confusion here, and it was military and terrorists with all the armed help.
Can I ask you?
Yes,
now,
no problem.
You obviously knew foreigners, expatriates very well here who were based in Putumayo. You obviously know the expatriate staff very well here. You work very closely with them. Can you tell me what is going to be done to improve security, particularly for the foreigners, given that they were the target of this attack?
This question is a very good question. It's at the very, very high level of the Algerian government. We expect that we will improve security to have all our partners back as soon as possible. Now the security is very, very higher than me. It's discussed at a very high level. But we expect that security will change and improve to ensure that this kind of things will never happen.
Have you